This is Cautiously Optimistic, social media for better communication and a better life. I'm Charles Prim. In a previous post, I wrote about attending the Tennessee Press Association's winter convention and about how social media topics made up around half of all of the training sessions. During a break in the convention, I spoke with Kevin Slimp, the director of the Institute of Newspaper Technology in Knoxville, and a widely respected authority on emerging media trends in the communication industry. I asked him about the real impact of social media on the newspaper business. Slimp says the jury is still out.
One of the things that we've learned is, even though we give it a lot of lip service, we really haven't seen any kind of great result from the work in social media. Of course, the hope would be that using social media, whether it's the sites like Facebook or those type of things, or Twitter or whatever, that they would draw more readers to newspaper websites. And in some cases, that is the case, but it's not been a huge migration because of social media. Most of the work in the area, I think, is related to a hope that in the future there could be.
Slimp says that since not all social media work the same way, their impacts on the newspaper industry also vary.
One of the biggest players in social media as related to newspapers is Twitter. When you look at social media, studies have shown that Facebook is more of a player in the TV news website area, and it's the number one place where people end up going to TV news websites from. However, that's not the case with newspapers. With newspapers, it's about number six on the list. Newspapers get more from Twitter. Interesting study in England about a year ago showed that more than half the tweets, as they call them, on Twitter are links leading you to somewhere else. And the interesting thing is, more of those go to newspaper websites than anything else.
Social media is changing not only where and how people consume information, Slimp says, but how they actually live their lives.
One of the things that social media has created is a generation of people, actually of all ages. When I say generation, not a particular age group, but a generation of people who are spending a lot more time involved in social media than they are in other elements. An interesting study this year, Charles, showed that the decrease in church attendance in the United States can be directly related to social media because people are staying home on Facebook and those kind of things rather than going to church. Now, how does that affect the newspaper industry? Who knows? You know, historically, studies even as far back as 50, 60, 70 years ago showed that people don't read newspapers generally until they're married with children, by and large. Once they're married with children, they start reading newspapers again, spending less time on their computers, I would think, and those kind of things, because they become concerned with what's going on with their community. When the radio came out, we wondered if that would put newspapers out of business. Well, it didn't. When TV came out, we wondered the same thing. Ted Turner said in 1992, within 10 years, there would not be a newspaper left in America. Well, obviously, that wasn't the case. I don't think social media is hurting newspapers, per se. I don't think it's particularly helping us right now. Could it in the future? Possibly.
Kevin Slimp, director of the Institute of Newspaper Technology in Knoxville. As with all forms of media before it, social media might somewhat displace the newspaper, but it's not likely to kill it. With the possible exception of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics or the slightly less ancient 78 RPM record, once a kind of media enters widespread public use, it rarely disappears completely. For Cautiously Optimistic, I'm Charles Prim.